Shalom to all! Today we're going to learn Mishnayos Peah, Perek Ches, Mishnah Dalet, and Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnayos are being learned Lili Nishmas, Mars Miriam, Sarah, Basar, Yaakov, Maisha, Her, Nisham, Shad, Avon, Elio, and Bishchos, Rachel, Basar, Gittel, and Danilo, Yezbrin, Spire, Rachel, they should be gebenched with Zerah, Shal, Kayama, Bekar of Mamish. And Mishnah Dalet continues telling us of yet another scenario of when we're going to believe or not believe in Ani, that which he has is Maisar Ani. Now, Manam al Hayar Chai, we're going to believe him that raw vegetables that he has are Maisar Ani, Ve'ena Manam al Mavushal, but we do not believe him. The cooked vegetables that he has are Maisar Ani. That's because when people give Maisar Ani, they don't cook their vegetables first and then give them to the Aniyim. They only give raw vegetables. Elim kein ha'yaloi davar muat. Unless the Ani had only a few vegetables. Why is that? Shekein derech ba'al bayis liyos ma'itzim el-fasai. It was normal that the ba'al bayis would take some cooked vegetables out of his pot and give them to the Ani. This ba'al bayis is sitting and making his stir fry, and he realizes that he forgot to take off Maisar Ani. So then he would take off a few of these cooked vegetables and give them to the Ani. A lot of cooked vegetables wouldn't be given to the Ani as Maisar Ani. A few cooked vegetables make sense to be given to the Ani, and therefore we're going to trust the Ani that these few cooked vegetables that he has are Maisar Ani. And now moving on to Mishnah Hay. So when the Baal HaBayis distributed his Maisar Ani, he had to give a certain amount to each Ani, and that amount he had to give was the amount for two sudas. That's because back then it was normal that everyone had two sudas, two meals a day. We usually have three. We have breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But they didn't have breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They only had brunch and whatever you would call the meal that's in between lunch and dinner, they would have those two meals. So the Baal HaBayis of back in the day had to make sure that he gave the Ani enough Maisar Ani that he would have food for two meals. And how much food is that? So Mishnah Hay tells us, Ein Parchsan L'Aniyim B'Gairin. When distributing to the Aniyim at the Gairin, at the threshing floor, that's where they would do the distribution, you're not allowed to give less Mechatzi Kav Chitin than half of a kav of wheat, or if a kav Sa'irim, if he was distributing barley, he's not allowed to give less than a whole kav of barley. Rav Meir says, Chatzi Kav, it's only half of a kav of barley. What about if he's distributing spelt? Kav v'chetzi kusmin, he has to give a full kav and half of spelt. And v'kav grugris, if he's giving out grugris, which is dried figs, he would have to give a whole kav to every single ani. Ay mane dvela, or a mane of pressed figs. Dvela is a fig cake. They would take a whole bunch of figs and squish them into these large sticky cakes. He would have to distribute to each ani a mane worth of this dvela, of this fig cake. Rabbi Kiva Aymer Pras, he only has to give half of a mane. Chatzi log yayin, he has to give every ani a half of a leg of wine. Rabbi Kiva I'm a Revius, he only has to give a Revius a quarter of a lug of wine. Revius Shemen, he has to give a quarter of a lug of oil to every Ani. Rabbi Kiva I'm a Shminis, Rabbi Kiva says he only has to give an eighth of a lug to every Ani. And now the Mishnah says, Ushar Kalapayers, all other sorts of produce, he's not giving out wheat or barley or figs or anything like that. He's giving out, I don't know, potatoes or celery or something like that. How much does he have to give each Ani? Amar Abishol. Abishol says, Kadeshim Kareem Vikach Behem Mazon Shte Sudas, enough that the Ani can now sell that, and he'll be able to take that money and buy two sudais worth. So an Ani is not going to eat two sudais worth of potatoes. You have to give him enough potatoes that he's going to be able to sell those potatoes and buy two sudais worth with that. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Vav and Zayin. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.